Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is for March 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Well, I'm thinking of this, by the way. Next week, Lord willing, I won't be here Tuesday or Wednesday or even on the office Thursday. I'll tell you this in advance. One of my granddaughters is getting married. We're going to go to the wedding, Lord willing. So Tuesday and Wednesday night, I'll have fill-in guests. You won't miss me at all, believe me. I've got two great guests coming in, great guest hosts coming in. I'll be with you Monday night, though, and then we'll go from there. But I want to let y'all know that next week I'll be on the road going to a wedding of the granddaughter y'all prayed for a long time, the one that messed up on drugs and really in a bad, bad way. Lord, y'all prayed for the Lord healed her. She's marrying a youth pastor next Thursday. So I want to let you give you all a heads up on that. Thank you for your prayers. She got through this hellish battle with the help of y'all's prayers and by the grace of God. So thank you for that. I'm looking forward to seeing her marry a young preacher, if you will. And I'm just so thrilled and honored to tell you all that your prayers were answered. But nonetheless, let's move on. Tonight's guest is David Heavener. Now, I'll let him tell you more about himself. He's been on the guest several times in the past on this broadcast, and he's quite an impressive individual, and his wife both. He got a beautiful wife, sweet as she can be. I mean, he really lucked out on that part. But anyway, he's an accomplished actor, I guess you say producer. He's done a bit of everything, and he's involved in trying his best to open people's eyes to the truth on a lot of issues. I'm going to let David come on and tell you about a bit more about himself and where he comes from, what he does. David, are you there?
Pastor Brooks, I am here. It is so good to be with you guys. And congratulations on your granddaughter getting married.
Thank you.
And praise God that she was healed.
Amen,
and,
she was healed. Yes, she was.
I'm great. Well, yeah, she was healed. And we have to give God the glory when things like that happen, you know?
Amen.
So I'm glad you did that. I really am. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I'm doing great. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm doing phenomenal. I Pastor Butch, I got to tell you, there's some things that's been happening the past even 2 weeks that has me very, very concerned. Now, I knew they were going to happen. I just wasn't sure how they were going to play out. And
Before we start in that direction, tell the folks about who David Heavener is. I'll give them an idea of what you do, how you get started, and what you're doing now. But I won't cover all this, but I want them to know who you are.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'm a filmmaker, actor, writer, director. I've made over 50 films in Hollywood for HBO and Showtime with people like Martin Landau and Tony Curtis. And I was a songwriter in the early 80s, had some hit records, wrote for Marty Robbins, and So I've kind of run the gamut as far as my artistry. But what I'm doing now is a project called Last Evangelist, The Last Evangelist. It's a crime drama. I call it a Christian crime drama because I play a cop where I bust underground churches for not registering with the government because there is a virus. And I wrote this before the pandemic. Until I hear God's voice one night during an arrest, I go blind, and I wake up. And when I wake up, I see things in the spirit. So with the Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, I set out after the Antichrist. And so that's what I'm doing now, Pastor. And you can watch it exclusively on DavidHebner.tv. We have our own platform. We have three episodes. Episode 1 and 2 is out. Episode 3 comes out next month. Episode 1 is about Christian persecution. Episode 2 is about the vaccine, the truth about it, and what's happening to the people and what you're going to see happen in the next 2 or 3 years. And episode 3 is AI, artificial intelligence.
Okay. Wow. That's got to be one fantastic movie. Now you go ahead.
Yeah. So what I was talking about just a moment ago is what I'm seeing now is the makings of a civil war. Okay? I mean, Trump has won, which I'm glad, but he's uprooting and some really ugly swamp creatures. But these aren't people just in Washington. This is a global. And I think it's the Antichrist system, number one. But I think we're close to ushering in the Antichrist. But before that happens, I want to tell you what I was going to tell you a moment ago. I've always talked about a civil war, Pastor Butch. I don't know how you feel about this. You and I haven't talked.
I think you're right. But I think you're very much right.
Yeah. I said that 30 years ago. And why did I say that? Because I was in a library, and I was reading a book, and a guy comes up to me, an African-American guy, and he gives me a newspaper, and he says, I want you to read this because it's going to change your life, and you're going to tell other people about it. And I read it, and there was an article on JFK, assassination of JFK. And when I read it, it opened my eyes to when all of this is unveiled, uncovered, that's when the Civil War is going to hit. I can't go into the article because of the writings. He'd made a bunch of notes himself. He knew a lot of these people. But what we're going to start uncovering is Jeffrey Epstein. They're going to the JFK, Martin Luther King. This is going to be the beginning of the Civil War. Now, it's already started in the spiritual realm, but it hasn't manifested in the physical. But we're going to see it, I think, in the next six to 12 months. And that's what I wanted to tell you, which we're on the cusp of now.
Okay.
So I always wondered
okay,
how it would happen. Yeah.
Yeah,
I always wondered
really
how it would happen, you know. You know, how it's going to play out. And I'm seeing now how it can play out. It's a wonderful scene in a movie, because we're the winners, you know. But because they're going to get their paybacks. You know, Jesus said, well, I'm paraphrasing, the Father will bring justice. We need to show mercy, but I think we're going to see justice right here on earth before Jesus comes back. You're going to see a lot of people get their up-and-coming citizens in Kentucky.
Well, I know time will tell. I don't know that I agree with that all the way through or not. I think we're going to see you. A lot of things just in this country and the world, evil, corrupt, and it's going to be battle between, we'll say, morality and immorality. It's going to be a bloody battle. I don't want to see it go that way, David. I know you don't either, but it's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of things happening in this world, not just America, that is going to stun a lot of people. And I think that I don't think it's that far in the future. We will see. We will see. I agree with a lot of things Trump has done, and I don't agree with a lot of things he's done. And I won't get into that, but I don't like it always doing it with the AI and the healthcare system with AI and the digital currency. I don't agree with that at all, but I don't. A lot of things you've done, though, I agree with. But I just know that I see the tension the tension mounting very strongly. And I wouldn't mind it if people wouldn't choose sides because of the man. Some will back Biden or his group to the end, and some will call them, I guess you call them MAGA people, will back Trump to the end. No matter, I mean, they're not backing righteousness and morality necessarily. They're backing their party, and that is so off what ought to be. We should be seeking as Christians, especially. The code of Christ on this earth to see that is fulfilled, but we're seeing them divided by party and political issues, and I don't like that. That's very concerning to me because political issues only tend to divide and eventually erupt into bloodshed. And unless Christ is ahead of this, there's no chance. But I don't see many people are reasoning from the Bible; they're reasoning from their emotions and the pocketbook. That's what concerns me.
Well, of course they are. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. That's been happening a long time. That happened in his first term, though he didn't understand that there's a lot of evil surrounding him. Now he understands it. Now he gets that. But here's the thing. We have to ask ourselves this question. And I have to ask me this question. Do you stand back and say, look, you can't play politics. You got to get spiritual. Do we do that? Or do we jump in there and we do, I don't want to say play politics, but we have to back somebody. We got to support somebody.
I agree.
And when we're supporting, then maybe that's the time to say, hey, Jack, hey, Joe, hey, Jane, hey, Jill. It's great to, you know, want to support Trump and all that, but in other words, let the Holy Spirit kind of open the door. You know what I'm saying? So I'm bringing this and laying on the table, Butch, and I'm not trying to preach to you or to anybody. I'm actually struggling with it myself. That's why I'm laying it out there. Because I wake up every day and say to God, do you want me to jump in and swim among the gators? Or do you want me to sit on the shore and just talk about how dangerous they are and maybe, you know, shoot a slingshot at them or something, you know? So...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So, but and I do want to talk about AI, but go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay, I've got to say this, and this is something, I'm older than you are, I know I am, I'm 76 years old, going on 77, so I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime, politically and otherwise. I've been preaching for about 50 years on the radio this month, believe it or not, David. This month makes me 32 years on the radio. I've seen
wow.
it. I've had the privilege of seeing a lot of things come and go. Something called good, something called bad. But I've seen a lot of things in this country as I've experienced going along with this adventure of life and thinking we can change things by supporting the lesser of evils and this guy's got this right, we're going back in on that. And I watched this, and I just did a teaching this about a month or so ago entitled America's Trojan Horse. I'm not talking about Trump necessarily, but I'm talking Trojan horses I've had in the past that I've supported, like Ronald Reagan, Newt Gingrich, and others that I thought were going to be the answer to the nation's problems. And finally, the Lord showed me that what you're doing is you're tolerating evil, but lesser evil in some issue, but you're still tolerating evil among you. And that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And I've seen this over and over again with elections all my lifetime. And every time we get another one in, no matter who it's being, we went further down the wrong road. I mean, Trump is now going to sell citizenship to people around the world for $5 million.
No, no.
Now, the honest, hardworking average individual in anywhere in the country, in the world, can't afford $5 million, but the elite can. People like Soros can. They can buy citizenship just like they did back in Rome in the ancient days. And by the way, I don't know if you ever read Plato's Republic or not, but that's one thing he talks about in the fall of Rome. They started selling citizenship. And that's in his little booklet called Plato's Republic. And that's in the Bible, too. So now we're seeing the leaders of the country selling citizenship. There's something wrong with that picture. Totally wrong with the picture. I'm not picking on Trump. That's not the case at all. But what I'm trying to say is I'm watching another one that come in office doing some wonderful things. I think he's doing some great things with the immigration and some moral issues. Although the last time he ran for office, he said he's more pro-gay than Hillary. This time he's come out differently, and that's fine. But he's doing something that helped take down Rome 2,000 years ago. And I'm watching these things unravel, whether it's good or bad. Then I'm watching AI, as we're going to talk about in a second with Captain Albrecht, AI coming in by leaps and bounds, and he's all for that also, even in the medical field. I've said this on radio the last couple of weeks. My personal doctor, told me a week and a half ago that pretty soon he won't have to be there. It'll all done by AI. So when you talk to a doctor, probably won't have to go to the office, just doing your home, they'll decide what you get for medicine, or they'll probably even decide whether you live or die. But AI is going to take over the country in a way that I'm afraid that people have no concept of understanding, at least not yet. And maybe by the time we figure it out, it may be too late. That concerns me that he's pushing that agenda very strongly. Now, you go ahead. I don't want to cut you out because you're making a lot of good points. Go ahead. Yes. Okay, but we lost David. I'm getting back. Sorry about that, folks. We lost David. I've been talking to you all, thinking David was hearing me. That's okay. But these are things, folks, I speak from my heart, from what I've seen with my own eyes. I understand that what our desires are, especially as believers, but as any moral individual, I understand what our desires are. But we cannot keep playing the same game over and over in the same manner, expecting different results to come out of it. But with AI, and I won't get David back because he was discussing that some more tonight, and Catherine last night did a wonderful job. AI, artificial intelligence, as Mick from New Mexico used to say on this program many times, it's demonic. And it is, folks, we can prove it. It's demonic. Phil Hudock posted a eight-and-a-half-hour video on the demonic activity in AI. Phil Hudock did put that out, and it's up. You can find on his website, hudock.com, HUDOK.com. But it's yes. Right, okay. Well, just keep trying. We'll see what happens. We lost him, and by the way, David is in Belize tonight visiting the family, so we may not. I hope we get him back. But these are things that we have to sit down and look at. We just can't blindly go into the future thinking it's all going to be okay now. That was never meant to be for believers in Christ and those trying to walk in righteousness. Oh gosh, folks, believe me. If you listen to, I guess I can say this honestly, a tired old man. I mean, I mentally and spiritually and physically sometimes I get tired. And physically, especially lately, I've been having, my body's wearing out. I can't help it. I'll be almost 77 years old. It happens. It's going to happen to everybody sooner or later. So you're talking to somebody that understands the battle enough to know that it can be a tiring battle. But, you know, we're not here to be entertained. We're not put in this world to just sit back and wait for the rapture and slide through in the home plate. That's not what we're here for. We're here to seek and do the will of our Father in heaven. You know, Christ, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he said, all those that cry, Lord, Lord, I'm not going to enter in, but they enter in, but those that do the will of his Father are going to enter in. These are things that we have to search out. And what is the will of God? How do we know what it is? We know what it is simply because we take it in the Word and study and pray about it. But, folks, if you don't get into the Word, if you don't seek beyond surface meaning, you never understand, and I don't understand very much of it myself, and I've been doing this for years. But this battle is not to the faint-hearted. This battle is not to someone who is going to get a lick or two and say he's going to give up, because if you're going to stand for Christ in this world, you're going to get some licks. I haven't suffered any, very very many at all, compared to people I had on this program over the years, including Pastor Art Pulaski. I haven't suffered at all like he has. And many other people. I have not suffered at all like they have. So I don't hold myself up to comparison at all that way. And I maybe it's, you know, our Father knows what we can bear. Our Father knows what we can handle. Maybe he hasn't put me through it yet because he knows I'm not strong enough yet. If he's God, he knows me inside and out. But these are things that we have to understand. This is not a battle of a war of ease and comfort and rallies and good times and good feelings all the time. You know, this is not what we're here for. I do face, Christ told us in this world that we're going to face persecution. In this world, we're going to face strife if we're walking in Christ. I think in America, the church had it too easy for too long. We become lazy and spoiled. I mean, I watch the mega churches and some of them. We name pastors by the bunches out there that are drawing in tens of thousands of people and millions of dollars, and they do it by preaching feel-good sermons or having people in there will preach feel-good sermons and sing songs and get them all fired up. Revival will not come by jumping around in the aisles. Revival comes when you're on your knees praying for revival, repenting of sin. Revival does not come from going to services and claiming and jumping around like in the aisles and doing whatever they do to entertain themselves. That is not how revival comes. Revival comes on our knees praying and seeking God's will and repenting of the things that we let happen in our personal lives and in our national lives. Revival is not sent during the good times. Revival is sent whenever we realize that we failed our Father and we need revived to back to Him. Yes, praise is wonderful. Oh, I thank God for good singing. I love good singing. Sometimes I get very excited and have to shout a time or two when I hear some good singing. I enjoy good singing. I enjoy that. But revival is not brought into the body of Christ by always, I don't want a word to use, but always acting like everything's just fine and we're all going to slide through this. We're going to be raptured out and we need to just count our money and build new homes and enjoy this life on earth. That's not how revival comes. I guess you lost David for good tonight, and I really hate that because I was looking forward to talking to him. I keep trying, Todd, if you don't mind. But this is something we have to understand. Revival is sent when we seek it. We ask our Father to please open our eyes to truth, to show us His ways, not our ways. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We're to ask and to trust and ask Him to please teach us what we need to do to bring some semblance of godliness back to this country. And we have to start that in our own backyard. Have to start that in our personal lives. Is David back? Thought I heard him come back on there. Is David back with us, Todd? All right, David, are you there?
I am with you, brother. Sorry, the devil.
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden you were going, and I got... We'll go from there.
Okay.
But anyway, I do want to get into this AI some more because I know you're up to date on that. I know you understand what's happening with this. And I want people to understand how evil this can be and already is. I have read accounts, real-life accounts, where AI has spoken to people and said, and this is the truth now. And they said they were invented by fallen angels. I mean, one AI computer was talking to a young boy and said, "Satan invented me." Now, this is what's going on. And this is only the beginning. David, yeah. What do you see happening with this?
Well, it's been going on for a long time in my business. In the film industry, they can put me in front of a green screen and have me say about 100 words and turn different positions, and then they can take and recreate that into me saying a whole scene of things I didn't really even say. Okay, so they can create a scene in a movie without me being there just by spending an hour with me against a green screen saying certain words. So what does this mean? This means, Pastor Butch, there'll come a day where the evil one, the dark side, will take your voice and they will do an AI voice of Pastor Butch over the radio, but you'll be saying things that will be against God. You'll be telling people you're sorry for all the things you've said, the government's the right way to go. In that case, and then they could do with me, of having an AI me on camera, it's not really me, saying things about the government, and all of a sudden, you know, I got on an orange jumpsuit, you know?
So this is how
persecution is going to happen. It's through AI, and there's many layers of it, because satanic forces are occupying AI, and they can actually, demons can use AI and speak through AI. And this is what people are not going to understand. They're going to go for the AI because the AI is going to promise them so much stuff, better health, more money, better relationships, and they're going to fall for it. And just like the pandemic, the COVID was a beta test to see how people would go. They would sort of faithful, they were fearful. So that was a beta test, and they said, okay, great, they all failed the test. Now we're going to roll out the mother of them all, which is AI, and it's going to come within this year. That's what I was trying to say, that it's going to happen within this year. I believe they're going to have a financial reset, and I think they're going to trade dollars for points. And so now you'll be imprisoned by a financial system of them knowing everything that you're doing, when you're doing it, who you're doing it to. That's just the beginning. Then it'll move into medicine. There'll be another pandemic, but this time you're going to have to take not just an AI, but you're going to have to take an injection so that they can put the vaccine into you, okay? And people say, well, I'm not going to take it. Well, some didn't take it. The pastor, they turned a lot of churches into jab junctions. It was pitiful the way these churches fell, you know. And most people
yes, it was.
The vaccine.
Yes, it was.
Not...
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. People think, well, there's a lot of people, they say, well, a lot of people didn't take it. No, it's not true. There were a very small group of people who wouldn't take it if you looked at everyone. Most people took it. And they're suffering the consequences in the next 2 to 3 years, according to Sherry Tenpenny and all the people I've interviewed, you're going to see the severe ramifications of it, you know? So this is how these things are going to play out. It's almost like a bad B-movie, but this is how it's playing. This is what's going on now.
All right. My goodness, yes. And we got a lot more to talk about, folks. Don't go away. And phone call next half hour, as always, at 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demander a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And Dave and I were talking during the break, too. We're going to try to share something with you because we thought it was important enough to share with you on the air. And we were discussing all different things. And I was talking seriously that as mere mortals, I don't care how strong we think we are, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever, we can overwhelm sometimes because the battle is getting so intense. And if you have any kind of spiritual discernment at all, you can sense the tension in the air, so to speak. You can sense the spiritual oppression around you. If you have any spiritual sense at all, you can tell that. It's real. It's oppressive. You can almost feel it. And that's what we're talking about. It's just something that, as a man, a mere mortal, I get tired. Sometimes I need a break. And I understand it because even our Savior had to go off and pray sometimes by himself and talk to his Father. And that's part of it. I understand. So there's no shame. Admit that you need some time to regroup and get your head together in Christ and start over and do what's right. So there's no shame in that. He didn't expect us to carry this load by ourselves without his aid and from time to time a little bit of a reprieve to go somewhere and spend some time with him. And we need to do that about every day. But David, I know you sense that too. With what we're seeing coming in AI and this coming together so quickly, the forces of evil are gathering around us, are they not?
Yeah, they are. And like I said earlier, we talked about this off the air, within the next 6 to 12 months, I believe we're going to have this beginning of the Civil War. And, I spoke to some earlier about the great reset that's going to happen, financial reset. And by the way, Pastor, if people want to watch the stuff I'm talking about, I have that TV series, Last Evangelist. They can just go to David Hebner TV and watch it. And I have over 900 shows on there about FEMA camps, about the Illuminati, about all of this stuff we talk about, David Hebner TV. And if they want to help support me, they can go to lastevangelist.com and they can actually donate and have a part in the movie because we want to start shooting again in May. So I wanted to let people know that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it all with God's money, not going to studios. But But each episode deals with what we're talking about. And the third episode is what I want to talk about now, which is the AI. Okay, and we talked earlier about how AI is really going to take over. And people go, I'm not going to fall for it. But folks, here's the thing. If you're using a cell phone, if you're looking at YouTube, if you're, you know, using any kind of electronics at all, you're starting to play with a very primitive form of AI. When you call an airline and someone answers and it's an AI voice, it's not a real person, but it sounds like a real person. You only have two kinds of intelligence. You got intelligence of God. I call it God's intelligence. And you have artificial intelligence. Artificial is the intelligence that the devil uses because he can't use the mind of Christ. It's when we're born again, we have the mind of Christ. So here's the thing. I said that to say this, is that I don't want people to lose hope. The things we're saying, I don't want them to think, oh, it's gloom and doom, because here's why. We are winners. If you read the book, we win. Jesus said you'll be persecuted, but that doesn't mean you will. It does not mean you'll be defeated. Persecution means to be pushed. It's a pushback. It's not a defeat, okay? We win. The devil loses, and that's just the way it is. But in this battle, we have to understand that we support each other. You know, you mentioned earlier that you say that I see things and hear things, and I appreciate you saying that. And I say to you, well, so do you. You have value in the body. You have gifts. And so there's other people out there listening to us. And we've got to come together, and we've got to start supporting each other, encouraging each other, loving each other, lifting each other up, and not look at the little petty details, because the devil wants to separate us, you see. We've just got to start showing. We've got to start showing love to people. I'm talking about our own. I'm talking about God's people, right? I mean, you show love to everybody. But we are warriors in God's war. If you're a Christian and you really are a true believer, you're a warrior. You have a post. You have a mission in this war. You have a purpose. And everyone has their own weapon, their own individual weapon that they use. And you have your own individual assignment. And we have to understand we're soldiers watching each other's back. So we encourage each other. And so I wanted to say that because I think it's important for people to hear this. It is not gloom and doom. It is actually lifting God up and saying, hey, we're winners. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world.
Amen. Amen. And you know, folks, believe me, the battle can get very oppressive. But, you know, and you know, David, you look at the way Christ looked at it. He said, don't fear the one that can kill your body. Fear the one that can kill your soul. And so the best thing they can do for a believer is actually send them on home with the Savior. So what scares people the most, in Hebrews chapter 2, they were told that Christ come to destroy the fear of death in us. So when we no longer fear to die, we're not afraid to live. And if you live for Christ, you might run into some confrontation. But he said, don't worry about that. You're going to have tribulation in this world. Don't worry about it. I've overcome the world. And we overcome the world in him. So we need to be fearful of what man can do to us. I don't look forward to what maybe Paul went through or anybody else went through in the scriptures. No more than Christ looked forward to the cross. But he won. The battle was won through his blood and his righteousness. We're promised the same victory in Christ. So, yes, it can be frustrating, discouraging, and aggravating. But I read the last chapter. You're right. We win this thing. No matter what Satan does, he's already lost. And he already knows it. That's why he's mad. He's not going to quit. And he knows he's lost. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, people out there may be saying what I'm saying about me, that I feel in the bumps. You know, when you're in an airplane and the airplane starts going up or coming down, it starts changing, usually going
right,
up.
Right, right.
You start going through the clouds, and you get a lot of turbulence, a lot of bumps. Well, the reason you're doing that is because you're a child of God, and God is lifting you up. He's giving you vision. He's giving you purpose and power, and that's why you're going through what you're going. See, the devil doesn't, if you aren't being attacked, that means when you're under attack, that means that you're dangerous to the devil and you're valuable to the kingdom of God. You have to remember that. If you're not being attacked and everything's hunky-dory, you're not valuable. But Satan doesn't care about you. He doesn't need you because you're not dangerous to him. You see? So praise God. And Jesus said this, praise God in your tribulation. You know, praise God. And that's what we have to do. We have to go, hey, I know I'm a child of God because I'm going through this. And that's how I know I'm a child of God.
Amen. That's absolutely right. That's the whole... See, this is... And I wish I could put this in something tangible, David, that I could give somebody and they could touch it and feel it and taste it or whatever. But faith is a substance. It's a substance of things hoped for. It's evidence of things not seen. But it is substance. When you have faith, faith produces things in your life. It produces peace. It produces joy. It produces a hope. It produces courage. Faith is tangible in the sense that you understand that when you have it, it actually produces things in your life. And that's what keeps me going. Not because I'm so powerful and strong and smart. That's not even close. But because I have faith in the one who shed his blood on Calvary for me, on the cross. I have faith in the one who rose from the dead for me. That I have faith in one to forgive my sins by his righteousness and through his blood, and I'm saved by his grace. That's what gives me hope, David. And all this hell we're going through on this earth is because it's starting to pick up every day. All these frustrations and angers and wars we're seeing all over the world, it's prophesied. And Christ said, don't let it bother you. Look up. Redemption draweth nigh. So that's our hope, is it not?
Sure.
Yeah. So that's keeps you going. That's why you stay out there every day doing what you're doing. You're not doing it for wealth. I know you're not a multimillionaire. You're living, you're paying your bills, thank God for that, but you're not in it for the money. You're in it because it's the right thing to do for Christ. That's why you're doing what you're doing. Now you go ahead.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, when you're living your assignment, Pastor Butch, when you're living
your assignment... Phone lines open. Phone lines open, folks. I want to say the phone lines open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Go ahead, David.
When you're living your mission, when you're waking up every morning and you're living your purpose, and I'm talking, I don't mean just being a Christian. That's a cop-out. God is giving you a purpose, a specific mission. And when you're living that and you're going toward it and you're all in for it, man, I can guarantee you, Pastor, I can guarantee you, you have joy. Even though you go through hell, you have joy. It's supernatural. It's hard to explain. But faith is not something that no one can see. Faith is a substance, and a substance is substance. It's not a vapor. It's not a wind. It's not a, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. And it manifests in the physical through your actions. So
that's
when
right.
God tells you to do something, be obedient, that's how faith is seen. Okay? It's a substance. And that substance is what you do with your mission. You know? Too many Christians have forgotten that they have a mission. And that's my part of my teaching is I try to get people to understand that your gift that you have, your talent is your gift from God, but what you do with it is your gift back to God. And that's
Amen.
Kind of the
hey,
core
the
of what I
yes,
teach.
Yes, yes, yes. Good point. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. So when you do that, when I'm talking about, you don't sit and worry about petty things, right?
That's right.
But there's so many people sitting, Christians, sitting and worried about petty things. They sit around and they worry about these little petty things, and I go, oh my God, that stuff's going to burn up and go to hell. What in the world are you worried about that for? You need to worry about something on a much higher level. Much higher level. Well, what? What's on a higher level? Well, people are going to hell. Is that a higher level? Or is it that, you know, you can't get your car fixed, or you didn't get the right kind of barbecue sauce, or, you know, you got this, you got that, little petty stuff, right? And this is where sickness comes in. People start getting sick because they start worrying. You know, your thoughts will create your physical condition, right?
It can,
and so
yes,
that's why
yes.
people are sick. Why people are sick, you know?
Well, you know, this is again.
Healing over myself.
I'm saying, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We'll take a phone call, but you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, every morning I command a healing over myself. Now, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know if there is. But if there is, I'm commanding a healing over my body. And I believe when I do that, Pastor, I'm actually getting younger. I think biologically, I just feel like I'm getting younger. Now, I don't know that that's what I feel and that's what I think. What you feel and think is what you become, right?
It can be, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. That may be a good point. Well, let's take a phone call. We're going to talk to Chance, right here in West Virginia. He called last night, but he called back to say hi again. Come on in, Chance.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. I'm sorry to make a pest of myself.
That's all right. I'll see you, Bill, later. Go ahead.
Hello, David.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
How are you? It's obvious to me that time has come for people to come to Jesus right now, not next week, not next month, not next year. You know, I don't know about you guys, but on a personal level, I have never been so deliberately deceived by people as I have been in the last 10 to 15 years, I'd say. I see a pattern here. An ongoing pattern in not everybody, but in too many people. And speaking of politics, guys, I'd like to know both of your opinions. Politicians and leaders of countries only get together and make agreements that benefit each other, not the people in their country. And this is why I bring this up. Now, I'm looking at this AI, which scares the living daylights out of me. And I have to ask myself, is Trump allowing these people to go after all these bad guys, which he's doing, and offer to trade, hey, but you take in our AI technology, you know, a trade-off, wittingly or unwittingly. I wonder if that's the deal. I'll let you go after these bad guys, and then I'll take your technology. That's a deal we'll make. But wittingly or unwittingly, it's not going to be good for us. Okay, that's number one. And then I see Trump meet with Putin, okay? Now, I agree in ending the war in Ukraine, the useless killing. But then I got to ask myself this. Iran is an ally of Russia, right? And I say to myself, well, could it be that they're making a deal of saying, hey, look, when Israel attacks Iran or we attack Iran, here's the deal, Mr. Putin. You sit back and you don't get involved. I got to wonder that, too. Okay? Now, what do you guys think about both those two points?
Well, I'll give you a quick answer and then turn Dave Blues on us. It's a good point. And I won't say, Chance, that everyone that's, we'll say, heads of nations or politicians do not have some honest desire to help the people. Not all of them. But I'll say this very clearly. The oligarchs of the world, the elite of the world, didn't get there by being nice people. They did it by force and by grabbing power where they could. The leaders of the world that we call the oligarchs of the world are not in it to help the minions. They're not in it to help the little people. They're in there increase their power and increase their control. That's Bible. It's part of the beast system, and we're into that. So I'm not saying all of them are that way. Thank God. I'm sure there are a few out there that really sincerely desire to do what's right for the nation and for the people. But the higher ups, the yes.
Who pulls the strings of the politicians? It's the oligarchs, see?
Of course, I wouldn't be convinced
otherwise until now. They're going after all these people, which is good, for ripping off the American taxpayer. They're going after, supposedly, for these people that practice sadistic sexual practices on young kids, right? But I see people go to jail for these horrendous things, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's the results that matter. It's not the It's not the show. You see what I'm saying? This is why I don't fall for none of this anymore. Maybe I'm a pessimist.
Well, no, you've seen it too often. I mean, you've been hit too many times not to know to duck. I mean, you've been in this. And with what happened on TV tonight, everybody saw with Putin, I'm sorry, with Zelensky and Trump and Vance. I'm almost convinced, and so, by the way, are some Fox News broadcasters, that was staged. Now all of a sudden today, Zelensky said he apologized, he wants to make a deal with Russia and the United States. Now, I can't prove this, but I'm almost certain that was staged, and they played another part today when they brought in the so-called apology of Zelensky, and Trump looks powerful and strong again. I think that was staged. Yeah, I really do. That's my opinion. Go ahead.
Yes. And David, sir, do you have an opinion on these things I've mentioned? I'd like to hear it.
Well, you know, I do a live show, a broadcast every Monday night at 7 p.m. on David Hebner TV and all my social media. It's called David Hebner Live. I've been doing it 8 years. And also do a Sunday morning sermon at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But on the Monday night show last night, I interviewed a gal that has a book out on the Noahide laws, okay? The seven laws that we
built. That's another thing that scares me.
Right?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I see that coming down the pike, too. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's all right. Well, you should go. You can go and watch it on YouTube, or if you want to become a member of David Hebner TV, you can watch it. It was last night's show. It's an hour long. It's very shocking and eye-opening. But what it is wrapped around these Noahide laws, which people need to know about this, Chance and Pastor Butch, because I think this is going to be the artery that carries the blood of the Antichrist. Okay, people have to understand what these laws are. There are laws, three of them cause beheadings. If you break these laws, there's three of these laws that you'll be beheaded. And you go, oh, that's crazy. But once you go through it and you see how they're going to do it, it's easy to understand it now. It's a lot easier to understand it. This is ran by the Jesuits. It's not the Jews as we know them. This is a deep, deep, deep state, and it has the families. I don't want to get on that because we don't have time for that. But check out the Noahide laws. So,
I know what they are.
This is
all
theater,
David. Hey, gentlemen, stay in the faith, brothers, and God bless both of you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Chance. And by the way, David, send me the name and number of that gentleman that you interviewed. I want to talk to him, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should.
Please.
It's a sheet.
Okay, send me
that
information, please.
Number.
Please do. But yeah, and by the way, folks, got time to do a quick phone call if you hurry. 844-769-2944. All of a sudden, the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, David. The pieces of the puzzle we've been talking about for years are being put in place to fulfill the scriptures, prophecies, and what we've been trying to tell people now for many years. It's come together, is it not?
Well, yeah, it has, but we can't take the stuff personally. We have to take it spiritually. And that means that when you see Trump and you see Biden and you see a lot of the other players, you have to understand this is a theatrical performance, right?
Absolutely it is.
It's a manifestation of what's going on in the spirit world. And this is where we need to live as Christians.
I totally agree. Let's take one more quick phone call. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in. You got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
I agree with all that's being said here. This is really terrible. The war has to end over there, and I guess the Brits, and they're desperate to keep it going, though, the Brits and everybody else, because there's a lot of money in it, and they'll uncover all sorts of terrible corruption. We have terrible people here, too. We had an election, the provincial premier had three parties, and it was like voting for Biden, Harris, Biden, Harris, and Biden, Harris. So I stay home. It's just terrible. And now he wants to impose. Yeah, he does. He wants to impose all sorts of things, cut off electricity to the northern states. It's an act of war. He's out of his mind. This is what we're stuck with. This is not just American. This is almost every country in the world.
I agree. Very good point. Any comments there, David? Go ahead, David.
Yeah, let me say something real quick. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
About Canada? I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Jeff.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. I did a show last year with Sheila Zielinski. I don't know if that name sounds familiar. She's pretty well known on talk radio. And we talked about Trudeau. Yeah. She's from Canada. And I exposed Trudeau as the possible son of Fidel Castro. And I talked about the Queen and tied him to the Queen. I went through this whole thing on my show, and YouTube took me down and off for 2 weeks and gave me a strike and threatened to take down the channel if I ever said. They called it cyberbullying. And the reason I'm saying this, Jeff, there's some connection that Trudeau has, that Canada has, to the Queen. The Queen has connection to the royal family, the 13th family.
One minute left. One minute left. Got to hurry.
All this stuff goes deep, Jeff. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Jeff, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Buddy. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Good points, and thanks for sharing that. Appreciate it. Now, we're down about 1 minute, about a minute and 30 seconds, actually. Tell the folks again how they can watch your YouTube videos. How can they watch again?
Thank you. Yeah, if you go to davidhebner.tv, we have our own platform, folks. There's over 900 shows there, like what we're talking about. 900 on all these subjects of masturbation I've been talking about. Go to davidhebner.com. You get two months free. If you want to support me, you can go to davidhebner.tv/give. And support the ministry. If you'd like prayer or you want to know more about us, call 844-806-0006. If you'd like to order any of our T-shirts and hats and all that kind of stuff, you can go to davidhebner.tv/order. And the last thing is that you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999 if you'd like to know more.
All right. Spell David, spell Hebner for them very slowly.
Yeah. Just like heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N-E-R, heaven with an E-R.
Okay, there you go, folks. DavidHebner.com. Check it out. You'll be disappointed. I've got to meet this man in person in Missouri several years ago, talked to him several times since then. He and his wife are doing wonderful work and doing their best to wake people up. And, David, thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. And maybe God willing, we'll do it again in the near future. How's that?
God bless you, Pastor Bush, for you and all your work and your family and your wonderful granddaughter. God bless you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon. And folks, we're just down the last few seconds here, and I pray that we've done something to bless you tonight and uplift you, but also get you to settle in Christ and warn you about the future. It's not going to be pretty, but we win it in Christ. We win. That's a promise. Well, grace God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, just with me and you. I got a few answers, two questions to answer. Our preacher wrote me some letters. I want to answer some questions, and then we'll get into that tomorrow night. If I don't hear music playing, I know it's getting close to the end. So y'all have a wonderful night, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.